This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. Haiti's government on Tuesday formally appointed Ariel Henry as prime minister nearly 2 weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was gunned down. Henry assumed the role of de facto leader of the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation in a ceremony in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He began his inaugural speech with a minute of silence for the slain president. Haiti has been struggling with lawlessness fueled by violent gangs, and Henry said he wants to create conditions for as many people as possible to vote in elections, which are currently scheduled for September. The U.S. Justice Department says Thomas Barrick, a billionaire friend of Donald Trump who chaired the former president's inaugural fund, has been arrested on charges including unlawful foreign lobbying and obstruction of justice. Barrick is accused of unlawfully advancing the interests of the United Arab Emirates in the United States. He is also alleged to have lied to FBI agents during an interview about his dealings with the United Arab Emirates. And the White House said Tuesday it's exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protest and also hold the Cuban government accountable for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday that the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. At the same time, she said the U.S. is looking to increase access to the internet in Cuba, boost humanitarian assistance, and devise a workable remittance system for Cuban expatriates to send money to their relatives in Cuba without the Cuban government taking it away. The White House said Monday that several administration officials met with a group of Cuban-American leaders to listen to their policy recommendations and concerns, and the Biden administration has said